We're going to start the show off with our first guest on the phone, Edget from Trans Africa Forum in Washington, D.C. This weekend, there's going to be an amazing conference taking place for young people. Edget, are you with us? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. We thought we lost you there. Can you tell us about the conference this weekend, Rebuilding Resistance?
Sure. Trans Africa Forum is holding a youth and student conference at Howard University this weekend. We expect over 100 students and young people, both high school, college-age folks. And the idea is basically to further the interest, involvement, and leadership of young activists of African descent in justice movements in general and in Trans Africa Forum campaigns and efforts in particular.
What are some of those campaigns that Trans Africa Forum are starting?
One of them is actually how the recent Patriot Acts and African immigrant community, specifically Haitian immigrants, which there's been a long history in this country of having special rules for Haitian immigrants, and we have a history of working with the Haitian immigrant community to try to address some of those injustices, and that's one of the campaigns we're still working on.
And so the conference is an attempt to add youth to those type of campaigns?
Yes, it's an effort to provide information and raise consciousness, but also give tools and organizing skills to folks who actually want to do something about these issues.
Okay. Can you tell us what will be taking place this weekend?
Sure. Of course, we have panels, as most conferences do, but we also have workshops, and we have workshops that are specifically on issues. For example, there will be a workshop being done by Roots, Revolution Out of Truth and Struggle, which is an organization that works with young people to counter military recruiters on campuses. And they will be doing a workshop using hip-hop and culture as a way to let young people know what the truth is about the promises that are made by military recruiters when they come to their campuses, and how they can let other young people know what it means when you sign up. And then we also have workshops that are specifically focused on passing on organizing skills, and include things like, how do you recruit members to your organization? What kind of structures do you need to keep an organization democratic and allow maximum participation of people? And folks who will be doing that are organizations like the School of Unity and Liberation from Oakland, California, the Student Labor Action Project from Washington, D.C., also the United States Student Association. So we have a lot of folks that are involved in this conference. We also have workshops on reparations, which is being done by NCOBRA. We have workshops focusing on the AIDS pandemic in Africa and how that's related to debt, or odious debt, rather. So we have a whole lot of things going on. We also have a hip-hop show going on Saturday night.
I just have two quick questions. One, is this conference open only to young people, or if there are older people listening who want to come through, are they welcome?
Well, we're not going to turn away anyone, but it is but it is directed and designed for young people, which is why we've tried to incorporate a lot of culture and a lot of hip-hop. And actually, most of the people who are going to be doing the workshops themselves are young people. So it's definitely directed to young people, but everyone is welcome.
That's nice. Great.
It's featuring some of the heavy hitters in the youth justice movement, for sure. Soul,
that's right.
And the Roots. And
some of them who we've had on the show, and some of them who we are planning to have. So is there still an opportunity for young people to participate if they would like to?
Definitely. We're going to have registration at the door. So if they haven't registered already, they can still come. And it's sliding scale registration fees, so everybody's welcome, definitely, and we'd love to have everyone.
Okay, can you just give specific details at when is it starting, if people want to head down to D.C., the times?
Registration begins Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It's on Howard's campus. It's called the Blackburn Center. And we will go on Saturday until 6 p.m., and then the hip-hop show will begin at 7 and will go on until 11 p.m. And on Sunday, we begin at 10 and will end at 3 o'clock.
And again, is there a phone number or a website where people can get more information?
Yes, our website is www.transafricaforum.org, and the phone number is 202-223-1960. And my personal extension is extension 140 if you'd like to reach me personally.
So just to repeat that in case you missed it, it's transafricaforum.org. And the phone number is 202-223-1960 for more information on the conference going on this weekend in D.C. at Howard University.
Yeah, thanks again for being with us. We know that you're busy with the last-minute plans and making sure that everything's going to go smoothly this weekend. We wish you much success with your conference.
Thank you.
Of New York, you are listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM. That was the Welfare Poets doing a track called Just Die. And that is featured on our very own Rise Up Radio double CD, an exclusive compilation with songs and spoken word that you cannot get anywhere else. You can get it by calling 212-209-2950 and pledging. For your pledge of $80, you can get a CD. You can get a really hot Rise Up Radio t-shirt that Saki is wearing at this very moment for a pledge of $55.
And you can see the t-shirt. You can see the t-shirt online by going to our website at www.studentvoicesforpeaceallspelledout.org.
Or at WBAI.org, where you can pledge online.